Okay, started recording. Welcome again for episode 2 of our CFBSF podcast. Okay, episode 1 was a grand success. We are telling it ourselves. So episode 2 here.
Again, it's a runaway success. Netflix runaway. Has approached Suman already.
Netflix.
So the conversation will be ours, voice over, and there will be someone to act.
I thought Google Podcast will approach him.
This is next level. We're taking it to next level.
No, it's available everywhere. It's there in Google Podcast.
Spotify,
it's always there.
It's already there.
But I think 3-4 podcasts it's in actually.
So how would we know if somebody is listening to it?
It will show all the stats.
It will always show the stats.
Yeah. So that is there.
Okay.
But
Suman is monetizing all your views. Please make sure you take your cut at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I'll distribute the pennies accordingly. Or get the pennies.
Yeah.
But this episode we wanted to do before the India-Pakistan match, during the India-Pakistan match, post-India-Pakistan match,
yeah.
And now we are doing before Afghanistan match. But I think India-Pakistan match was kind of, it didn't excite us enough to...
It was kind of an anticlimax.
Yeah, I think India-Pakistan thrill has been replaced now by India-Bangladesh. That match is more competitive.
You're obsessed with Bengal.
But it was expected, right? Pakistan was a weaker side from the start compared to India. So
not
I mean,
really
it was
expected.
Just because of India-Pakistan, there was a hype around it.
But Sagnik, no one expected that it will be such a one-sided.
So one-sided, yeah.
Yeah,
because especially they beat England. And have you seen their performance yesterday? Against Afghanistan.
When they beat England, sure, it was what did they? 350 they chased 350.
No,
or
they defended
350.
They defended.
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't chase. They defended.
Yeah.
So they have good players, but they don't have kind of. It's similar to West Indies, you know.
And there
good
was someone.
Players.
They'll be brilliant on that day.
No, there was someone in this group who backed the West Indies to the hilt in the last podcast. Actually,
it was me.
Bikram.
Yes. I stand out.
Yes.
It's okay.
We it happens with old generation. They are always fascinated with West Indies.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think somehow West Indies is a team which you invariably support, even if you
like
them.
Yeah, they have fans all over the world.
It's a team, I think.
The way they play.
But
They play differently.
They
enjoy the game more than any other team.
All over the
See,
world.
Pakistan and West Indies are teams.
Always had the most gentleman people.
I think the players have been
full of surprises teams, Pakistan and West Indies.
But West Indies, I think the biggest problem is, right now I feel is actually they didn't come as a team. They are still that forming part of this team is still going on. And they didn't, means I think they lost it. No.
Yeah.
I think
this format is not suitable for them. They are,
what
this format is a little bit
World
too
Cup.
Long for them. The format of the World Cup. It's a little bit too long for them. Yeah.
They have to play every team. Have they played just 3-4 teams?
Yeah,
they could
have
reached the finals.
Exactly, I'm telling you. They are like.
So I yet support West Indies, I don't support the format.
Vikram, you're back.
I'm telling you, you could watch the way they have played across tournaments, across formats, you will come to this conclusion.
Mm.
Somehow, I feel World Cup as such is a captain's game. Has always been a captain's game.
Definitely.
But Clive Lloyd was there.
But
he made the win. He made the win in 75 and 79. And 83, the cup came to India because of Kapil Dev.
Of course.
92, it was because of Imran Khan. 96, because of Ranatunga.
Hmm.
They built the teams and they made them win. Even in the early 2000s, whatever Ponting did was because of Steve Waugh. Steve Waugh and Ponting carried that Australian legacy.
Even our 2011 means
was because of Dhoni.
Whatever foundation Yuvraj and Sachin, it was Dhoni. Otherwise, you would have been runners up.
Yeah, of course.
You would have ended up with the runners up.
So that's why I was betting on Jason Holder of West Indies because he is a captain in Clive Lloyd's mold. He is that kind of a captain. He's building the team. He's not an aggressive captain like Virat
Kohli. He didn't get enough time.
He probably did not get enough time or probably...
So the team looks so
Jason
raw.
Jason Holder and Clive Lloyd.
Yeah. It's a big statement to make, but I think he is of that guy's mold.
Well,
In all probability, after this tournament, he may not remain the captain.
I disagree. He will continue to remain the captain. Because if you see West Indies, even under Brian Lara, they were performing really poor. In the last 10 years, if you see, their performance has improved.
A captain is as good as the team.
The captain
is as good as the team.
A captain is as good as the team, agreed, but the captain builds the team also.
But if you have a good team, then there needs to be a good captain to, I mean,
Jason
Hold,
I would credit,
you should have a strategy.
Okay, who has a good captains in this World Cup? Of course, India, Kohli is a given.
Kohli, Dhoni is doing well.
Kohli, I have not considered him a good captain.
There is no co-captain here. How can
Kohli, no,
I agree with him.
It's Kohli, Dhoni, captain.
Yeah, exactly.
But going with technically a captain, who are the captains who are actually, what are we thinking? Who are leading from the front?
Nobody.
I mean, leading from the front is different. So, leading from the front is...
Not leading from the front. Who are actually driving this? Who are driving the victory of their teams, actually. Not just they are not participants, but they are driving the teams.
If you look at the current standing,
the top five
teams all have good captains.
Yeah, that's what actually what you're saying.
You have New Zealand, Australia, England, India, and Bangladesh.
I would rather be inclined.
I'm not saying that
Australia.
They are bad captains
because he took the control when the team was in shambles. David Warner had gone and Stephen Smith had gone, and taking the team from that point to this level, I would rather be inclined towards Aaron Finch, that he is one of the best captains in this world.
I think he's very stable.
Very stable.
He's unlike
and
the earlier Australian captains who were aggressive.
Correct.
And his performances
are
really good.
And his performance has improved after he took.
That is a
little bit unlike.
So are you saying Australia is going to win this World Cup as well?
No,
I don't want
them. I don't want them.
They'll not come to.
I think it's
don't
becoming
want
too
to
one-sided.
What about England? They are the leader of the pack. But
England is. You cannot say it's a one-man's game. It's only. It's not only a captain.
Yesterday
game.
I read an interesting comment about
their whole
England.
Team is very good. It's very good.
They are rolling the dice, and top six out of one player out of the six will go berserk. Whichever number comes, that is how they are playing.
England,
one player, yes.
I think the top
they
five players
winners.
Are all match winners.
Yeah, all match
what
winners.
What is the game? Afghanistan, they should have had some pity over them, actually. What is
Rashid, the other way, you know, everybody expected he would earn name for himself. He earned it yesterday, but in a different way.
Yeah, Rashid being the...
Yeah,
that's such a good bowler for Afghanistan.
Highest
but
number of runs in an ODI.
Yeah.
Considered in a World Cup ODI.
In an ODI.
World Cup ODI, I would say. It's not
checked.
An ODI. Yeah, I checked. That's what I'm saying.
There are more bowlers who gave more than 110.
Yeah, there are worse economic figures than
in an international.
ODI, yeah, ODI means international. I think I read it correctly. In a World Cup ODI.
That's what I read. World Cup ODI.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I heard another news today that actually the lowest ever score in a T20 game was recorded. I think it was played between Ghana and...
Six runs. Yes.
The highest scorer was 1 run.
Yes.
The highest scorer was 1 run actually.
Yeah.
They scored 6 runs. And the opposition team chased it in 4 balls.
It was Ghana versus?
I don't remember.
They must
actually
look for the bowlers. I think they're pretty good bowlers.
I think it must be between a gully cricket team and an international team. Nah?
I'm sure Ghana team also, all the players will be Indian settled there.
So Rashid missed it by 3 runs
for
the highest number, but he bowled 1 or less.
Okay, 9 overs. So
nine
economy
overs.
Rate will be the worst.
Yeah.
9 overs, 110, not bad, man.
Yeah.
Just over 12.
So their confidence must have been very low now. So I feel how would India versus Afghanistan will go? Another 400?
No, I think Kohli will use this opportunity to change the team a little bit. He'll give rest to some players.
He might include Panthan now.
He might include Panthan just so that Panthan is...
Just
Panth
test.
Thing. Yeah.
Who will he replace?
See, Kedar Jadhav hasn't got too many opportunities to bat.
Mm.
Neither has Vijay got.
He has played only one game.
Shankar?
Yeah, I'm expecting him to go out.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
He'll want him to continue. Which he took. Yeah. I think he'll continue that. I don't know.
Stay for at least
he might drop
years.
Himself. Hmm. He might drop Dhoni.
He might drop what?
Dhoni.
No.
And give Rishabh Pant a chance. Why not?
Yeah. That will
against
not
Afghanistan, I think.
Could be
Dhoni might. Dhoni might.
You cannot rule that out.
It will not happen. I think he may replace either Kedar Jadhav or Vijay Shankar.
No, I think he wants Kedar Jadhav and Vijay Shankar to get more confident before bigger matches ahead.
If at all he plays, he'll replace either of the two.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, Shami will come in place of Shikhar.
Oh my God, we have two injuries now.
Yeah, yeah.
Bhuvneshwar Kumar and Shikhar Dhawan.
But Shami, Bhuvneshwar Kumar anyway. It's a minor injury, right?
Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks.
Matches.
2 or 3 matches.
But nothing to worry. Shami is at almost the same level. So we can...
Yeah, but it's always nice. He's a good bowler, of course.
But Bhuvneshwar also contributes a little bit with the bat.
Yeah,
if
that,
needed.
That can
and
be
Shami different. Just can't. Do we have additional
he's
spinners in 15-man square?
Yeah.
They want to replace
Jadeja,
Chahal?
Jadeja,
we have.
Jadeja.
I think, I'm expecting they'll replace Chahal.
No.
They'll give
I think, if you look at what is happening right now, they would drop one of these wrist spinners in the match against England. So they'll want to test...
Some surprise factor?
They'll want to test Jadeja before that.
Yeah.
England, if you look at it, the batsmen, the way they... hit Rashid yesterday, and even Kuldeep was hit in IPL by Moeen Ali.
He was,
if I'm not too wrong.
He did
so
not
I think their
chance.
Entire batting lineup is very strong against wrist spinners. They might want to test Jadeja before that match.
I think there will be three changes. One is forced anyway. Bhuvi, Shami in place of Bhuvi.
Mm-hmm.
Second, Pant in place of Kedar Jadhav or Vijay Shankar.
Or Dhoni.
No Dhoni. Dhoni will play.
I think Dhoni will take rest.
Dhoni is last series. Huh?
It doesn't matter.
He'll play. And the third change would be Jadeja in place of Chahal.
Okay, good. It sounds good.
Jadeja in place of Chahal.
I want to discuss about this Bangladesh and West Indies match. It's freakier. How did Bangladesh dominate West Indies
but
so
they have
much?
Been doing so since last couple of years.
Even India won't dominate West Indies that much. The way they won in 50 overs, the score was not less, 320 plus.
42 overs they won it in.
Yeah. They won it in 42 overs. How did they do it actually?
Shakib Al Hasan.
But two reasons. One was, if you look at the recent form between Bangladesh and West Indies, as you rightly pointed out, Bangladesh was dominating West Indies. They, in fact, the last ODI series, they won it 3-0. And second was, which we tend to ignore, is the size of the ground. It was a very small ground.
Same as West Indies as well.
Having said that, I was expecting West Indies to fire more because it was a small round. They have Andrew Russell.
They lost.
They have bigger.
They are bigger hitters.
Confirm this. Yeah. I'll tell one more theory. Bangladesh bowling coach is Walsh, right?
Courtney Walsh.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think.
I was more surprised by Bangladesh batting than their bowling, actually.
See, West Indies is very strong in terms of batsmen. They are big hitters, but bowling is okay types. They are not like superb bowlers.
Is it actually Bangladesh has become such a good team, or they played rashly a game which they could have won comfortably? They tried
to make a statement.
Yeah, trying to win it in 42 overs is really...
No. They have improved a lot as a
good
side.
I think we are also ignoring the fact that in this series, they have lost two matches also.
Yeah, they have.
They lost two matches.
But they gave New Zealand a scare.
They lost to New Zealand.
But that was...
It was a close. They made it very close.
They won by two or three wickets.
I think they lost to New Zealand and I think they lost to England or Australia.
They have two washouts, right?
No.
Two washouts only Sri Lanka
has. And one of the washout was with Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
We'll get to know next week anyways with Bangladesh India has a match.
And
I think India Bangladesh will be far closer than India Pakistan.
How did
Shakibul Hasan never
I think more than anything it's that
India,
India doesn't treat Bangladesh as yet as an international team.
Correct.
And Bangladesh is very desperate to
Bangladesh as Pota. I mean third in the line.
Yeah. I think they literally treat them that way. And Bangladesh has a point to prove here. That'll be a far closer match.
But very good match. They'll not reach semis though, but good match.
Bangladesh.
No chance.
I don't think so. Where are the top four teams are going to break away from there?
They are in the fifth team, right? Mm. They are in the fifth team in the points table. So they are one...
Yeah.
If South Africa win today, the race to the fourth spot could be a little bit more wide open.
It doesn't look like so.
Long back.
South Africa, no.
Mm. I thought they will do an upset, but no. Doesn't
South Africa losing to Bangladesh also makes it difficult. And today, the way they are playing, I doubt it.
It reminds me... I mean, my school days, the only international team we played was against Bangladesh Youth Cricket Academy, which came to our city for having a like school tournament.
So we have an international player.
Yeah,
the most silent guy is the one who's got the most experience in international.
One of the players in the current team.
They are a good
thing. His childhood.
Played Ashok Dinda, no?
Ashok Dinda. No, Ritiman Sahan.
Ritiman Sahan.
We have, I think, another 4 minutes, but should we concentrate on highlights of India-Pakistan? I'm really itching to talk about it. Not the way the match went, but specific incidents about it.
Yeah, for me, the high point would be Sarfaraz yawning. I don't see anything beyond that. Yeah. I fail to see anything beyond that.
Rohit's out was
freaky.
No one expected Rohit to play.
And Rohit, it's not the first time that Rohit got out in that fashion. That's what surprises me.
He has tried
it before and he has failed.
I thought Rohit never tries this.
No, he had tried it before as well and he had failed.
See, in last 4-5 years, I'll tell you what is happening. India-Pakistan matches. Pakistan is taking those matches as seriously as they used to take in 90s. India is stopped giving a shit long back. That is what is happening. So, the moment that happened, because even Indian public have moved on, because they're not putting pressure. If you lost, lose. Okay. So CT final happened. Now nobody burnt any effigies or nobody threw any stones on Virat Kohli's house or Dhoni's house. But Pakistan is still in that mode itself. Yeah. Like, you know, you have to win again. So they are under pressure all the time, and India moved on. So they don't have
discount
any
the fact. Can't discount the fact that Pakistan team,
well, yeah.
Pakistan
pressure.
Team is really poor.
Yeah, they are poor.
And
they
see, since you are winning, that's why there's no pressure. Had we lost, then you would have seen the pressure.
Then you would have realized the pressure.
They are poor, but at the same time, it is acting.
Fielding. Oh man, actually, so pathetic. Actually,
but that fielding has been consistent. That is one department where Pakistan has never improved. I think that's been the case from 50s. Yeah.
But we should not write off Pakistan so soon. Pakistan being Pakistan, they can surprise themselves any day. I'm telling you.
Surprises will not take you to finals.
It doesn't look like a team which will surprise
me. Yeah, no, they may give another one or two, but they'll not reach finals. No,
but
surprises will
any other favorite moments from the match, actually? Not performance.
Rohit shot that went for a 6. That was very, very close to Sachin's shot in 2003.
Ah, okay.
Did you see him? Yeah. Of Wahabriyaz.
That was good.
Was super.
Rohit was in a sublime form.
Yeah, I thought
he was like...
He was carrying on from IPL mode.
That's good.
He dominated throughout, actually.
For me, I think the most important moment from an Indian perspective was that wicket which Kuldeep Yadav took.
That
was a brilliant wicket he took. The way he built up to that and the wicket he took was good.
That was like
very, very good.
Yeah.
And I think that also will help Kuldeep Yadav gain confidence.
In the first two matches,
I think his performance was below par.
His confidence had taken a hit. You know, he was not getting a chance in the playing 11 in the IPL.
Correct.
That would hit you, when you are an international player, top 10.
I think that wicket was very good
from
his perspective, and it also helped the team's cause.
On a lighter note, whoever doesn't believe about luck and destiny, I would like to point them to Vijay Shankar.
Somehow today, Shivas decided that he's going to target Vijay Shankar.
Vijay Shankar. Today is Vijay
For some
Shankar.
Reason,
he,
because I think Vijay Shankar has got
rain. On any given day, Pant, Ambati Raidu, even Jadeja is better than Vijay Shankar in the team.
I think one thing is what we discount to see. Kohli decides they're playing 11.
Yes.
And he's a no-nonsense guy. If that person is not performing, he'll definitely remove that person from the team.
Yeah.
I think there is something in Vijay Shankar which he's seen, which we probably sitting over here are not realizing.
Yeah.
If you see, Vijay Shankar had failed in that...
Nedha's final. Dinesh Karthik, who saved his career.
But he turned it around.
He turned it around.
So he sees that potential in him, and that's why he's giving him an opportunity.
He's like that red kerchief in the pocket.
And he has done it more than once.
Maybe.
Red kerchief.
That's maybe a like a Joginder Singh in that 2007 World Cup.
We don't see anything. But
Ambani Raidu is playing superbly well. He failed in IPL, got dropped. This guy came in. Okay. Then Dhawan got injured, came into the team. Bhuvi got injured, got to ball, and he got a wicket. What else you need? He's that red kerchief in the pocket. He brings lucky charms.
So as long as he helps India in the World Cup, no one's going to complain.
Any other important thing or any other amusing thing in the entire match? Was Kohli himself out was the worst.
No, more than the match,
I think I still not able to fathom why did Kohli.
I think only walk. Thing I understood from after things was that actually his bat had some crack some. Or a movement actually. Mm-hmm. So which when he did it, he thought that that movement is that actually
from
what,
the ball.
From yeah, the yeah. ball actually, and he took it. But and
India tried their
okay.
best
it
to
was,
make it.
What?
That match.
Was a joke I was referring to. I mean, so you sent some joke, right? So
yeah.
Means Kohli got out.
He did not review one.
Bhuvi got injured. Shikhar got injured. Kohli walked away.
What?
Still Pakistan lost.
No, we didn't review one LBW.
We didn't review when they got out.
What else actually? And rain. They won the toss.
They won the toss. Everything happened for them. India made it. You know, tried their best to make it
entertaining
and tough match, and Pakistan tried their best to make it one sided, and Pakistan succeeded.
They won.
On that note, signing off, we are above our limit, 20 minutes that we set for ourselves. So,
a final bye.
Final bye with the names.
Some finishing comments from the lady of the group.
Yeah. Bye. I told you India will win. That's yeah. it.
This is.
She's on. She has one.
She's like Nostradamus.
One dialogue.
Octopus.
Octopus.
Oracle.
Happy octopus.
Oracle. Oracle of our team.
By the way, what is the oracle in this World Cup? I haven't heard of any.
No.
Octopus, bird, anything.
No, nobody's predicting. They know what is going to happen.
They'll find some octopus somewhere.
Yeah.
So rain.
Rain wins.
Predictions also.
Rain is octopus.
Yeah.
Rain will decide.
Huh? Yeah. So on two points connected to this, there is a weatherman who is in Twitter called Chennai Weatherman. It seems who is pretty accurate. He's not a real weatherman. He's a regular guy who is pretty accurate. And Chennai was tracking his Twitter feed. So, when the rain stopped, I think in the second innings, he told, 10 minutes the rain. The rain is on the way, 10 minutes the rain will stop.
Maybe so, he's following some app. Of,
I don't know where he's following
UK
something.
Early app.
So, he predicted two times actually, and two times the rain fell. And he told 5 minutes kind of thing. And he's not a real weatherman, so he doesn't have access to any of the system. So he's predicting just based on either some website or he's...
Because in Cricinfo, if you see, somebody posted a comment, right? My friend lives 10 minutes far away and it is raining there. And in 15 minutes,
it rained.
Yeah, poured down in the ground.
And the second amusing thing was, Jarni was asking this Vijay Shankar, where is he? He's a South Indian or it sounds South Indian kind of thing. I don't know, may not
be. You can
be.
Confirm it's from her home state.
He is from Tamil Nadu and he is from his same area, Madipakam. She is like, next day she's pinging me and saying, he is from my area.
How come you don't know him?
That's very important.
He's from your sasra.
Oh my god, then don't make her listen this feed.
She'll start hating Shiva.
So Shiva, you are in for an invite.
I'm glad that it is 1 month away. I can prepare with my explanations. Or he may fail horribly during this period.
Then she will disown
me. Yeah.
Either way, you're on the losing side. Don't expect Suman to get anything for you now.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. So we are signing off with the names again so that people will remember who is talking.
Vikram,
Sagnik,
Shiva,
Om,
Suman,
and Apinder.
So, bye-bye from us.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.